Chapter 14. And I saw the Lamb on the mountain of Zion, and with him 144,000, marked on their brows with his name and the name of his Father. And a voice from heaven came to my ears, like the sound of great waters, and the sound of loud thunder, and the voice which came to me was like the sound of players, playing on instruments of music. And they made as it seemed a new song before the high seat, and before the four beasts and the rulers, and no man might have knowledge of the song but the 144,000, even those from the earth whom God has made his for a price. These are they who have not made themselves unclean with women, for they are virgins. These are they who go after the Lamb wherever he goes. These were taken from among men to be the first fruits to God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth there was no false word, for they are untouched by evil. And I saw another angel in flight between heaven and earth, having eternal good news to give to those who are on the earth, and to every nation and tribe and language and people, saying with a loud voice, "Have fear of God and give him glory, because the hour of his judging is come, and give worship to him who made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water." And a second angel came after, saying, "Destruction has come to Babylon the great, which gave to all the nations the wine of the wrath of her evil ways." And a third angel came after them, saying with a loud voice, "If any man gives worship to the beast and his image, and has his mark on his brow or on his hand, to him will be given of the wine of God's wrath which is ready unmixed in the cup of his wrath, and he will have cruel pain, burning with fire before the holy angels and before the Lamb, and the smoke of their pain goes up for ever and ever, and they have no rest day and night, who give worship to the beast and his image, and have on them the mark of his name." Here is the quiet strength of the saints, who keep the orders of God, and the faith of Jesus. And a voice from heaven came to my ears, saying, "Put in writing, there is a blessing on the dead who from now on come to their end in the Lord." "Yes," says the Spirit, "that they may have rest from their troubles, for their works go with them." And I saw a white cloud, and on the cloud I saw one seated, like a son of man, having on his head a crown of gold, and in his hand a sharp curved blade. And another angel came out from the house of God, crying with a loud voice to him who was seated on the cloud, "Put in your blade, and let the grain be cut, because the hour for cutting it is come, for the grain of the earth is over ready." And he who was seated on the cloud sent in his blade on the earth, and the grain of the earth was cut. And another angel came out from the house of God which is in heaven, having a sharp curved blade. And another angel came out from the altar, who has power over fire, and he gave a loud cry to him who had the sharp curved blade, saying, "Put in your sharp blade, and let the grapes of the vine of the earth be cut, for her grapes are fully ready." And the angel sent his blade into the earth, and the vine of the earth was cut, and he put it into the great wine crusher of the wrath of God. And the grapes were crushed underfoot outside the town, and blood came out from them, even to the headbands of the horses, 200 miles.